Morning Watch, Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ in the Church, Week 11, Saturday. Related verses. Romans 7, verses 4 and 6. Verse 4. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. Verse 6. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. Romans 8, verses 4, 6, 9 to 11, and 16. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Verses 9 to 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Verse 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21. But the one who firmly attaches us with you unto Christ and has anointed us is God. Ephesians 5, verse 23. For a husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. Related reading. In Romans 7, verse 4, Paul puts together a funeral and a wedding. On the one hand, we were buried. On the other hand, we were married. We have been made dead that we might marry another. In Romans 7, verse 4, we are dead to marry. In Galatians 2, verse 19, we are dead to live. If we did not have two statuses, how could this be possible? We were made dead according to our old status that we might marry another according to our new status. According to our new status, we marry him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. Now we are married to Christ, our new husband, to him who has been raised from the dead. Romans 7, verse 4. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, Paul also says that he has espoused us to one husband, Christ. Christ is our new husband. As regenerated beings, both male and female believers are a part of the wife. Since Christ is our husband, we must depend on him and take him as our head. If we do this, we will bear fruit in resurrection to God and serve the Lord in newness of spirit. We will no longer be in the flesh, but in the newness of the Spirit. Christ is not only my head, he is also my person. The wives must take their husbands as their person, not only as their head. We must even take Christ as our life. Christ is our husband, our head, our person, and our life. We have been terminated and have become nobody. Christ lives in us and for us. I have been fully called out of everything else and called into him. I believe in him and put my whole trust in him. Christ is everything to me. He is my husband, my head, my person, and my life. Therefore, I am fully under grace, no longer under law in any way. The law has nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with the law. I, through law, have died to law. Galatians 2, verse 19. Now in grace, I am alive to God. As a new man and the wife, married to a new husband, whatever we are and do is related to God. We bear fruit to God. This means that God comes forth, that God is brought forth as fruit. Thus, all we are and do must be the living God. we must bring forth God as an overflow of God. In this way, we have the living God as our fruit, and we bear fruit to God. As a wife, we must also serve the Lord in newness of spirit, not in oldness of the letter. The word spirit in this verse denotes our regenerated human spirit, in which the Lord as a spirit dwells. We may serve in newness of spirit because God has renewed our spirit. The Spirit now dwells in our regenerated spirit and is joined to our spirit as one spirit. He is not only in us, but also joined with our spirit to become one spirit with us. We must therefore exercise to turn our whole being to this joined spirit and set our mind on it. Do not place your mind on frivolous matters. Set it on the Spirit by turning your entire being to this joined spirit. We should also live and walk according to this joined spirit. We must speak, do things, treat others, and deal with matters according to this joined spirit. We should talk to our family members and our home life according to the Spirit. When we live in this joined spirit, we will be able to live out the body of Christ and become his corporate expression.